Blog Talk Radio.
Being consistent in the near future, more shows,
and longer shows. And also sometimes I won't even host Cousin Linda Scar, interview that a past guest co-host, Reggie Ruffneck, and Lisa Henry of Crow Beautiful. They might not only co-host, but just run the deal. So I think that would be fun to see what my friends, what type of shows my friends would host solo, and, you know, allow me to be like the guest or call in or sit right next to them. But again, you can email me, and I want to thank my worldwide friends and listeners for the awesome information that you send me, from music to information that affect the world, and information that is important in your community, in your town, city, village, rural or big city areas. And apparently you really do know I really care and really want to know more, and I can't wait to resume traveling. I have not been a worldwide traveler like Cousin Linda and many of my other friends. Only place I've been outside of the U.S., Bahamas, and that's really not like outside the U.S., right? But I'm looking forward to some worldwide traveling in the near future. So it's important to know what's going on. But I've always been like that since I've been in this world, researching and really caring and wanting to know what is going on, because we are all connected. We are all connected. But first of all, I want to send love and condolences and prayers out to those that are attending the memorial of Nipsey Hussle today in L.A., and those of us that will be there in spirit, like myself. My goodness, still crazy what happened, but I'm so glad that they caught the person that did that, and it's so sad that it was someone that he was trying to help. I was watching a episode of Wendy Williams late last night, and I can't believe what she was reporting during her Hot Topics segment, that the event, the free tickets sold out like very quickly. I knew that before seeing that. But scalpers are selling tickets to the memorial for $500. That is something to a memorial. You know, when people find an opportunity to make some green, they really don't care which way it comes from. As long, I know it's important to pay bills and abide proper trends or whatever, but people are scalping. But then I guess some people say it's just business. So people are scalping tickets to a free memorial. I mean, it's just important to, you know, many of us do that, hold events or go to events. You still have to register or RSVP and get a ticket, right? So the free ticket sold out, but scalpers are taking advantage of this opportunity to make money by selling scalper tickets for $500. That is crazy, but, you know, to each his own. But I think one thing that we can do in honor of the life of him and our own lives, to do our best to be more effective in our communities and to each other. Like I said, he really took action, he and his friends, and his pop is like part of his organization, right? Right here, where I'm in Jackson right now, I'm not in Dallas yet. So big shout out to all my friends in Big D and Texoma, Durant, Oklahoma, my brother-in-law, my mentor on out of Africa. You guys visit there, those of you that really love organic, authentic, especially authentic imports from Africa. But those of you that really love organic, real products like shea butter, black stuff, I think it's in, I noticed a lot of people online are talking about how they only get watered down products, and you can really find true authentic products at Out of Africa at Trader's Village in Grand Prairie. And if you're not in the area, you can call them and you can shop online. And that's one thing I would be doing when I'm there. I have not only assisting with in-store sales, but we're going to be doing a lot of social media of the products that we carry, furniture, and, incense and essential oils and art and so on. We'll be doing a lot of social media marketing and talking hands-on about the product. I just wanted to put that out. And a big shout-out to Kimmy, who participated on last Thursday's show as we talked about Nipsey Hussle. I think she might join us. She wanted us to do a Facebook Live around midnight. I thought I was going to just lay down and take a nap for a few minutes, and I got in my, like, 4 or 5 hours. Like I said before the show, I just woke up, like, 4:30. Those that know me know I'm an early bird. I wake up early like I'm doing America or Live with Kelly and Ryan. But really, I do believe in getting my rest, so I end up getting my 4 or 5 hours in. But beforehand, I was preparing for the show. But again, yes, get up and take it. That's crazy. This is a brief update show, so I have info, like bullet points, written down to go over, and I really want to talk more about Nipsey Hussle, but I want to also make a big shout out to Dirk of the Dallas Mavericks, who played his last home game, is retired. D. Wade also has played his last home game, and they're definitely leaving on top because those guys, I know, have a good 5 years still in them, right? But I know they want to enjoy time with their family. And we thank them for the years that they have spent providing awesome work with all of us. And yesterday it was interesting on Instagram. Not only did I see like an awesome Michael Kors fashion show live on Instagram, courtesy of the Kim Alexander, one of my Instagram friends. And I believe it was live in Dallas, but it was an awesome fashion show, Michael Kors. I loved selling Michael Kors handbags when I worked at Choctaw, sitting on Durant, at Choctaw, Casino and Durant, when I worked in the gift shop there. Awesome, awesome. Adrian Peterson presented a pretty lengthy Instagram, Insta stories yesterday, and he did like a Q&A. But like after the Michael Kors fashion show, I was like doing my hair and pampering myself, so I had my Instagram stories on as I was continued being trying to take care of myself. And so the Michael Kors fashion show ended. Slim Thug had an awesome presentation, and then I ran across Adrian Peterson, and he has been inducted, to those of you that don't know, inducted into the High School Football Hall of Fame in Houston. So congratulations to him. I know that was an honor to be recognized by the High School Football Hall of Fame. I know those were fun days. And some of the participants also commented that they supported him back in the day when he was a student athlete. So that's awesome, awesome, awesome. Also, I want to shout out one of my favorite independent underground rap artists, Tony Guap in Colorado. He's based in Aurora, but he and his friends are celebrating a big thing this weekend during the Denver Fashion Week. I have friends in Denver too. Other friends in Denver, so big shout out to Rusty Martinez, who have awesome music also, and many others that are in Denver. You guys have fun at the Denver Fashion Week. Crossroads Film Festival, it starts today. I'm not hands-on this year, but I might attend one or two events. Crossroads Film Festival starts today and ends on Saturday, and as usual, you know, the independent filmmakers brunch. Usually on Sundays, I'm not sure where they will have it this year. Usually it's at Tanner Horse Grill. Just check the schedule and look at the guest for free press. for more information. Big shout out to El Centro Mexican Restaurant, who invited me to a new event that they have on Saturdays, a Saturday brunch. And it's a brunch, it's all you can eat brunch, but it's about drink. How do you guys know I need a drink? Okay, but thank you all for that, and a big shout out to Melanie Adetina off of SimFest. They are always having events year round, not just when off of SimFest actually happens in February, and I know she is also seeking screeners now for the next films that will be received for next year's Boston Film Festival. But always follow Melanie Lynn Addington, and I talked about her during the last show. Those of you that are in the film industry and not, because she gives awesome advice in regards to networking, social media networking, and in-person live events. I know a couple of years ago when she and Ron Carbo and many others presented workshops at the Crossroads Film Festival, she presented an awesome presentation regarding social media, and it's specifically for those of us in the film industry, acting in front of the camera and behind the scenes. And it was really amazing, so definitely connect with her. I'm going to invite her to do a Facebook Live or story with me in the near future. But she really shared like awesome posts on her. She's really awesome. And also, another favorite of mine, I noticed Justin Bieber has new music coming out. I noticed that. I received that email last night. And there's been a big story floating around that Kim Kardashian West studying to become a lawyer. Well, I mean, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, right? I mean, her dad, one of the best, most prominent attorneys in America. So some people might wonder why is she so interested in certain legal stories. Well, just think about who she grew up around and watching and being inquisitive and asking her dad about certain cases. So this is exciting. So congrats to Kim KKW. Congrats to you. And again, Pretty Lady, you can find on your favorite site. So connect with Scar, most definitely. A big shout out to the James Franco Project and I'd say Dallas Page crew and all of you whom I network with throughout social media and in person. You can email me at Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOK. _Beth@yahoo.com. Again, KULTURESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. And also, I do my best to respond to however you contact me on Facebook, Twitter. Big shout out to my LinkedIn connections. God, I love LinkedIn. Some people don't love LinkedIn, but I do. Before I forget, a couple weeks ago I was notified by the organizers of the Empowering Women Conference that will be held in Tupelo. The date has been postponed, so the new date will be announced later on. I don't know the new date yet, but it won't be June 26th, 27th, 28th, for March in Tupelo at the Bancorp South Arena, a convention center in Tupelo, Elvis Presley home place and birthplace, hometown. But I will notify you. And I said that because the amazing organizers that invited me to be a speaker, a vendor speaker during the entrepreneurship classes met on LinkedIn. And so meet amazing people on I'll keep you guys updated on that. Big shout out to my friend Barbara Hednot, who's up in Tupelo right now as we speak at a convention. So big shout out to She and her friends up there, Barbara, is always busy. She's on so many boards and doing amazing things within the community. So a big shout out to her, to you guys. I hope you guys are really getting a lot done up there. I know you are. And I know I have so many other shout outs, but I just want to share my appreciation to you guys, and I want to make sure that you have my email. So much to talk about, but so little time to talk. The headline story is about spring. So spring has sprung in most areas. I know winter is trying not to leave in certain areas that it should, but it's really like spring here in the Deep South. Humid, people are dealing with allergies. And I know I woke up like an hour ago, but I know my voice sounds kind of funny. And I myself, I just not immune to allergies because my throat is feeling like kind of funny. You know, I always think I need to drink more water, but when I hear people talk about how allergies affect you, like, okay, I'm not immune, I'm human too. So, which is not funny, because I know when I was so excited about the arrival of spring, so many of my friends gave me reasons why they're not excited about spring, and it's all about allergies. So definitely sending love out to those of you dealing with allergies badly. I think Jackson, Mississippi is like one of the top cities with the worst allergy cases. If I'm not mistaken, it might be beautiful here, but oh my goodness, allergies. And talking about springtime, we'll talk about the pros and cons of spring. And so we'll talk more about the arrival of spring also on next broadcast. And might do a weekend broadcast, but as of now, broadcasts are consistent every Thursday morning at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I thank you. Again, this is Bethany Beth, aka Be True. Follow me on Twitter at Beth Williams, Snapchat, Fluttershot, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT, Facebook. Now, my personal page is always filled. You can follow me at Bethany Williams. I have a public page, Bethany Be True Williams. And there's the show, the podcast has a page. Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. It's Cut the Shock Entertainment Marketing. And, of course, the respective groups and pages like the James Franco Project Group. We've been having a blast. We'll be celebrating 2 years in June. Also, big shout-out to Lizzie Ages and Karen McDonald and Sean and, wow, Joy Tucker, Brandon Fields, my friend mentor at Choctaw Nation. He's a member because, I mean, for the longest, I didn't know that he supported and liked James Franco. And I'm like, I had no idea. And so he's been a member for like the past year and a half. Even Star is a member. I mean, some of my friends I didn't know, but if you know at least, but most people have a favorite film. I would like to study with James Franco. I would like to work with him. He make a lot. He makes films. Well, Rabbit Bedini. He loved it. One thing my mother loved about James Franco was that he enjoyed making films in the Deep South and in Mississippi. She even wanted to sit down with him and tell him some of her stories about her life and experiences. And so I guess she was, you know, hoping he would do a documentary or something because oral history is very important wherever you are. Thank you all for effectively networking with me in person or if you're around the world, and we keep in touch through the internet. But there are amazing people, my purple peeps, my Prince friends, and thank you, YouTube, for sending me some awesome videos, recommending some awesome videos. I've been really loving Dustin Lynch vlogs. His vlogs are amazing. You guys know how much I love me to Dundas vlogs. Oh my God. I want to, I, See, that's one thing about my YouTube channel. I want to upgrade it and have more content on my YouTube channel, from sharing, especially professional info, but also everyday life things, producing a web series, showing more events. I did that when Ustream was out. Remember Ustream? So I need to transfer what I used to do on Ustream to YouTube, and I haven't yet. And I need to be more productive on my Vimeo page also. And many of you probably do also on your different social media platforms. But again, it's time to conclude the show before it concludes on its own. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for keeping in touch. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, Springer.com. Big shout out to Cyrus Webb of Blog Talk Radio and Springer, and just a media mogul out there doing his thing, traveling the country, and he's going to Dubai later this year. So many of my friends are going to Dubai. I'm going to jump in your luggage. And